الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to a very beautiful episode on this silsila where we will discuss in brief the beautiful lifestyle of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he is none other than His Eminence Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. But before we continue, please try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum thawab. For example, I will listen to this silsila from beginning to end, according to my situation, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice them in my life. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, my friends, my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make them now, inshallah ta'ala, to gain maximum reward. There are countless benefits and blessings in the recitation of durood and salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One beautiful hadith, the summary of which is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites durood, salawat or salutations upon me 1,000 times daily. How many times? 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, do increase in the recitation of durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis. If we want to achieve these benefits, in this world even, in the qabr and the hereafter, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has a very great rank among the sahaba ikram alayhim wa ridwan. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said that Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is such a scholarly person of great eminence who possesses both the knowledge of the seen and unseen. Subhanallah. Furthermore, His Eminence, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander and leader of the believers, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none other than Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has stated, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, holds three distinctions, and even if one of them awarded to me, it would be more beloved to me than red camels. What are those distinctions? The companions then asked what these three distinctions were. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said, number one, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam married his daughter Fatimah al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha to him. Number two, his residency was adjacent to that of the most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inside Masjid al-Nabawi. And whatever was permissible for him inside the masjid was his exclusivity. Subhanallah. And number three, the flag of Islam was given to him at the battle of Khaybar. Subhanallah. How majestic is the eminence of Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that he was held in such a high esteem by Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander and leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But it does not at all mean that Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem surpassed Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in ranking of eminence. As mentioned by Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'zami, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, that the order with respect to superiority and ranking according to the beliefs, aqaid of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that is the true Islamic beliefs, is that all Sahaba, all companions, alayhim wa ridwan, of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, are destined for paradise. They are guaranteed Jannah and paradise. After the prophets, alayhim as-salam, and the messengers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq, then Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani, and then Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, are superior in that order to all the creatures of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it be jinn, human beings, or angels. The superiority of rank after the above mentioned four righteous khulafa of Islam is for the remaining members of the Ashara Mubashara, followed by Hasnain, Kareemain, Ashab al-Badr, and Ashab Baytul Ridwan. And all these are absolutely Jannati, meaning they are absolutely guaranteed to enter Jannah. Every single Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now superior here means being more respectable and honorable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. The same also stands for bearing abundant rewards. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is also from amongst the Ashara Mubashara. Who are these people? These selected people who are called the Ashara Mubashara. The Ashara Mubashara refers to the 10 Sahaba, the 10 blessed companions, alayhimur ridwan, who were specifically and especially awarded with the glad tidings of Jannah, of paradise, from the blessed lips of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Zubair, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, Sa'id bin Zayd, and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah are Jannati, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great scholar of Islamic jurisprudence, Fiqh, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has reported that the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, listen to this very beautiful hadith as quoted in Musnad al-Firdaus. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Ana madinatul ilm wa Abu Bakrin asasuha wa Umaru hitanuha wa Uthmanu saqafuha وَعَلِيٌّ بَابُهَا. Subhanallah. What does this mean? Listen carefully. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I am the city of knowledge. Abu Bakr is the foundation. Umar is its wall. Uthman is its roof. And Ali is its door. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, has said, after the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar are better than all. Subhanallah. He, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, further added, لا يجتمعوا حبي وبغضوا أبي بكر وعمر في قلبي مؤمنين. Meaning, love for me and hatred for Abu Bakr and Umar cannot gather in the heart of any true believer. Subhanallah. Now the people who believe otherwise, that give Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala awajhahul kareem greater status than Shaykhain Kareemain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If anybody does this, we should make tawbah and we should enter the proper fold of Islam according to the beliefs of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala awajhahul kareem, that love for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is very, very necessary for us. Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Muhammad Abdullah Muhtadi alayhi rahmatullahi qawi, he has narrated that, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I was privileged to perform Hajj, the pilgrimage. In the Haram of the Kaaba, I was informed about a person who would not drink any water. So I was very surprised. I went to see him and I asked the reason for this. He said, I am from Hillah, which is a city in central Iraq. I once dreamt of a horrific scene and I found myself exhausted due to intense thirst. Somehow, I managed to get to the Hawd-e-Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar, of the most beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There, I found Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Al-Faruq Al-A'zam, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they were present there. All of these respected luminaries, they were distributing the water to the people. I moved towards Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem because I held him in high esteem and would consider him superior to the rest of the three khulafa of Islam. To my surprise, he radiyallahu ta'ala and turned away from me. I was very thirsty, so I went to the rest of the three khulafa one by one and each of them ignored me. That is, they turned their blessed faces away from me. In the meantime, I then came across the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I came near him and I complained, Mawla Ali turned his face away from me and did not make me drink any water. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, how can they give you water? You are envious of my companions. Having heard this, I became sure that I held an incorrect belief. Out of remorse, I repented sincerely before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave me a bowl of water which I drank from and then I awoke. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I do not feel thirsty ever since I had that bowl of water from the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. After this dream, I advised my family to also make tawbah and repentance. Those who repented and adopted the beliefs, the correct beliefs of Islam of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, I have maintained my relations with them. And those who did not, I had broken my ties with them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it is concluded from this above mentioned parable that the criteria of being a true Muslim is that the person who bears heartfelt reverence for all the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he will be the true Muslim. He will be the true believer. If a person has respect for some of the companions and has hatred for others, for some others, then he is indeed seriously mistaken. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow us with the undying devotion and reverence for all the honorable companions, alayhim ridwan, and the Ahlul Bayt, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. In the same state of deep love and devotion, may Allah Azza wa Jal bestow us with martyrdom under the grand green emerald dome, the Gumbad-e-Khazra, beholding the refulgent countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his four companions, the Khulafa Rashideen alayhim wa ridwan, in Jannatul Firdaus. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On page 74 of the world famous book Sawanih Karbala, the 192-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawat Islami, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naqimuddin Muradabadi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi, has quoted a beautiful hadith that Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, beholding Ali al-Murtada is ibadah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Rahman Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullahi al-Kafi has mentioned in his famous book Sharh al-Sudur. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, once we passed the graveyard with Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, made salam. As-salamu alaykum, ya ahl al-quburi wa rahmatullah. Meaning, salam be upon you, O the dwellers of the graves, O the people of the graves, and may Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy be upon you. Then he said, O people of the grave, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem then said, O people of the grave, will you give us your news or should we give ours? He was addressing the deceased who were there in the graveyard. Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, we heard the words of wa alayka as-salamu wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. When this came from the grave. And somebody was saying, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, give us the news about what happened after our death. Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem then said, listen, your assets have been divided. Your wives have remarried. Your children became orphans. And your enemies have settled in the houses which you had made so strong. Now tell us, what happened to you? Listening to that, a reply came from a grave. O Amir al-Mu'mineen, our shrouds have been shredded. Our hair has withered away. Our skin has been torn into pieces. Our eyes have drained onto our cheeks. Pus is oozing from our nostrils. And we received the same for whatever we had sent forward. That is, the deeds that we had performed. And we have incurred loss in whatever we left behind. Dear Islami brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, by virtue of this above mentioned parable, we have received a glimpse of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem's high rank and magnificence and his great listening power as how he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu conversed with the dead and asked them regarding their condition in Al-Barzakh. He also listened to their reply and informed them about the worldly affairs. Beyond doubt, it is one of his miraculous marvels and karamat. In addition to this, there are many pearls of admonition actually in this parable for us. The one who does not reform his deeds and beliefs in this worldly life and instead he continues enjoying and fulfilling his sensual desires whilst remaining careless about the afterlife, the akhirah. His grave will turn into the house of adversity for him. The worldly ambitions and carnal desires will not help him at all. Furthermore, the one who spent his lifetime in only hoarding the riches of this world and then died in the same condition, and was eventually buried in the dark grave, he can never, ever benefit himself from his huge and enormous wealth. His household and heirs, they will take control of his wealth, and they might even fight with each other over his wealth. Whereas this unwise person, who was engrossed in the craze of accumulating wealth, living a sinful life, and ignoring the rulings of halal and haram, will deserve the torment and azab of hellfire. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the eminence and marvels of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem mentioned thus far are in fact by virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Due to deep affection and special attention of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal bestowed him with such a distinguished rank that every succeeding individual admires him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam showed his profound love, which distinguished him from all. And this great eminence cannot be achieved by even the greatest wali, Qutb, Ghawth or Abdal. It is mentioned in Bahari Shariat, volume 1, page 253, whatever be the rank of a wali, a saint of Allah azza wa jal, he cannot be comparable to the rank of a sahabi, a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Reflecting the deep affection and special attention of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam given to Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, we must reflect on this actually, on what kind of eminence, what kind of rank, and what kind of words the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave to this beautiful sahabi. May Allah azza wa jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of all sahaba ikram alayhimur ridwan and all ahlul bayt alayhimur ridwan, grant us too the love and obedience to these noble people. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ابو بكر الصديق